Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay, as always, and introducing, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest, it's Krew Smook.
สวัสดีค่ะ. Hi everyone, I'm Krew Smook from Banana Thai School.
That's right. Some of you might already know her, and I'm sure you have watched her videos on YouTube, where she teaches Thai. Sorry, she teaches English, rather, and Thai. I was right. to foreigners and many students around the world. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a special list of questions for you, Smook, and we're going to get into that. But before we get into that, let's look at some of the headlines from across the country today. Now, the first one I'd like to address is thunderstorms, strong winds, falling temperatures. It's forecasted until Friday. Now, you might have noticed that the weather has been quite shocking, I would say, and it's come out of nowhere.
Yeah, like yesterday, I just got the, my condominium got the electric shortage.
Me too.
Yeah.
I thought it was just us. But yeah, Thailand's meteorological department has advised 50 provinces to brace for thunderstorms, strong winds and falling temperatures by 1 to 3 degrees Celsius with hailstorms in some areas until Friday. So we're going to have this weather until Friday. Meanwhile, in Bangkok this morning, 60% of the capital was lashed by heavy wind with poor visibility being reported by motorists on the expressway. Now, this turbulent weather conditions are being caused by the arrival of a strong cold front from China, which is covering Thailand's northeast and is forecasted to spread to other regions. However, these conditions will converge with the westerly winds blowing through the north tomorrow and Friday. So hopefully by Friday, the poor visibility fog and rain will go away. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
At least it's cooling.
Yeah, everyone was late to work yesterday. By everyone, I mean me. For some reason, they all came on time. I don't know how that works. So I felt quite awful. It was like me coming in late, and I thought I'd be the first one, and then they were all day waiting for me.
Yes. And also yesterday, I also, you say it's shocking because I was on a road, and since in the morning, all of the street lights are not on.
Yeah.
Because normally it's on only in the evening, right? Mm-hmm. So the whole city was just so dark.
Yeah, it was gridlocked here in Asok. You couldn't, everyone preferred to walk, but you couldn't walk because it was raining.
Yeah.
So crazy weather in Thailand at the moment. Came out of nowhere after extremely hot weather. The temperature was really hot and it was quite warm. One quick update regarding Turkey. Royal relief supplies have already made their way to Turkey. Humanitarian supplies donated by their majesties, the King and Queen, have been sent to Turkey on a Royal Thai Air Force Airbus A340-500 series that will also bring Thai nationals back home to Thailand. The supplies included small-sized mobile generators, cold-weather sleeping bags, large-sized tents, dried food, milk, and drinking water. So some great news and some much-needed relief to Turkey. Mm-hmm. And the last story in our quick update today, Krew Smook, is regarding Pattaya and condom vending machines.
Oh, wow.
Now, sex in Sin City just got safer as condoms were loaded into vending machines in two areas of Pattaya in the Chonburi province, eastern Thailand, yesterday. Mm-hmm. The initiative is part of a National Health Security Office's new campaign, Love Bang Love Safety. I'm not making this up, but that's what the campaign is called.
Is it for real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Love Bang Love Safety, which aims to tackle teenage pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. The project is being piloted in Pattaya, and depending on its success, it will be spread across to the, will rather expand it to other areas in Thailand. And the Pattaya city mayor said that three vending machines are selling four sizes of condoms, and they've been installed in two areas of the city, Lam Bali High Pier and Pattaya City Hospital. I don't know how tackling teenage pregnancy and sexually transmitted disease needs to start in Pattaya. I think a lot more different types of people of all ages will find use of that. Yeah.
But surely Pattaya will find a use out of it, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. of all places.
Yeah. And hopefully that this project, you know, will be successful and also expand it to other provinces. I think it's a really good project, and surely it can be expanded.
Yeah. Obviously. I personally think it should have started in, I mean, statistically, I don't know if Pattaya teens have a higher statistic for that. They must have had a reason, but then again, you know, officials in Thailand don't often do things considering reason. But more on that later. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to know more headlines and more stories from across Thailand, please visit thetiger.com. However, we're now going to dive into the expertise of Crew Smook.
Oh. Yeah,
as you might have seen on our thumbnail today, we're going to be talking about learning Thai, living in Thailand, learning about Thai culture, and foreigners in Thailand in general. So, Crew Smook, would you say foreigners are obviously the largest number of your students?
Exactly. The proportion of my students are mainly expat living in Thailand. Mm-hmm. But 40% are also foreigners living abroad as well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
So they study online, basically?
Yes, because we offer 100% online lessons. So we have two different, let's say, parts. First part is self-paced learning, where you learn with the videos. And the second part, you have the private tutoring with our team, our Thai teachers.
Okay. Well, not only are you a teacher, we were talking earlier, you said, you know, you started off, your first dive was like you were a tutor. Mm-hmm. And then here we are now. You're also a YouTuber. So like we mentioned earlier, you have your own YouTube channel, Banana Thai. When did that really take off?
I started off, luckily, just around mid of 2019.
Okay.
Yes, and I got my first course digitalized, and that's when the COVID-19 started. Mm-hmm. And it started to kick off. So yes, I start first with the YouTube and also Instagram content.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, more on that in a bit. Let's talk about some tips or more about Thai culture and tips that we could get more information out of you.
Yes,
as long as I have you today. So let's start with, if I'm a foreigner, what are some tips to integrate into local community easily?
Mm-hmm. I think as an expat or foreigner going to another country, foreign country, let's say, firstly, I think it's all about mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to be curious, be interested in the local community and what are the locals are doing, what are their lifestyle. And I think when you have the curiosity, you started to feel more engaged. And then you need a tool, which of course, language.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, learning local language, just basic, is already useful.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And what should you not do or say to Thai people?
Well, I think you also can recommend or answer this question, but I will start first, and then I will also want to hear from you. So my part, I would say Thai people have a strong pride, even though we are very humble. So we're not like, you know, I have a pride, but we do have a pride inside of us, even though we are soft and humble. Mm-hmm. So this pride is something that we hold it, you know, very closely to our heart. So that's why don't make Thai people lose their face.
Yes.
And I think that's really important thing. Like when you start, you know, raise your voice or criticize Thai people really straight in the front of people in the public, this something consider as making someone lose their face. And this, it's a no-no for Thai.
Yeah, I think they're some of the kindest people in the world. And I think mm-hmm. that's a fair thing. Like, if you understand that point that you just made, that, okay, don't try to make someone lose mm-hmm. face, it's something fairly easy to do,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Thai people are extremely kind. They'll go out of your way to help you. Mm-hmm. But you're right in the sense that once they feel disrespected, they can also go out of their way mm-hmm. to show you your own place, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think, but I've never had a conflict mm-hmm. out on the street mm-hmm. with anyone.
Yes.
And I've been here for 20 years, guys.
Yes.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
but like any place in the world, yeah, if you're looking for trouble, you'll find trouble.
Yeah.
But
And also, as you mentioned, Thai people are very easy. We have the concept of sabai, sabai.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's our mentality.
It is what it is.
And, yeah.
And instead of trying to change it, just embrace it. And I think most people just embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
But staying on the topic of like learning English and stuff, I think I often find myself talking with a lot of the viewers as well. And most of our viewers agree that you come to Thailand, I think it's everyone's duty to come. If you're going to a foreign country, learn their culture, learn mm-hmm. a little bit of their language. But there's a lot of people who come here and, you know, start mm-hmm. demanding like, mm-hmm. oh, Hello, I'm not being serviced. Like, how come you don't speak English and stuff? It, you know, imagine them asking that same question back. Like, you're coming to Thailand. Why don't you speak Thai? Well, that's a fair question. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's really understandable for me that there are a few foreigners or expats living in Thailand and they don't speak the language. I think it is because if you live in big cities, for example, Bangkok, Phuket, Koh Samui, or Chiang Mai, right? It's also kind of like tourist destination, and there's a lot of international businesses going on. And I think that's why there are, you know, people who speak good enough and well English in the big cities. And also in Bangkok, you have Sukhumvit, where you can find cafe, restaurant, and services available for both Thai and in English.
Yeah.
So I understand that some people might just live very comfortably by just speaking English and not knowing Thai. However, I feel like it's important to know at least basic Thai to get around, because if you want to have an experience of, you know, being connected to local community, engage and feel like home, you need to be able to just not be in your zone, but be with the local people. Yes.
I feel like anyone who even tries 30% to embrace the culture, they find themselves ending up living for a much longer time than they think they are willing to stay. I initially came here with my family for 2 years, and we've now been here for 20. And I think a lot of foreign families or expats who've come here, they have a similar story. Like, I first came here for a holiday, loved it to the point where I kept coming back. And then you just, you know, once you embrace the Thai life, you love the Thai life.
And Jay, you also speak Thai as well, I've heard.
I do, yes. I've been here for 20 years. So, but can I be honest? For the first 10 years, I was in an international school and I didn't speak Thai. I went to university, thankfully, possibly the best decision that was ever made was going to a university in Bangkok. And I had so many Thai friends, and I found myself when I go outside socializing that they all spoke Thai, right? And I get it. You know, for the first 10 minutes, they'd be like, oh, Jay is here, let me speak English. And then they'd switch back to their mother tongue, which would be natural, right? Because it's easier for them to communicate.
But it also helps you.
It helped me, because I was like, I better start learning Thai or I'm going to be left out for the next 4 years. So I had many friends. I had a girlfriend who was also Thai. And I just kind of learned Thai through that.
And you see, this is the experience that you want to get.
Yeah.
And that's why that experience, you need Thai language. So, of course, you can live whatever life and you can have different living experience.
Yeah.
But yes, some certain experience require you to speak basic Thai.
What do you think are the barriers connecting with Thai people? Like, for, I'll give you an example. I have some very famous YouTubers that I like to watch that are from Japan. So they're expat YouTubers, and they often talk about, even if you can speak fluent Japanese, as a foreigner, they find it difficult connecting to Thailand. As foreigners, they find it difficult connecting to Japanese people. But do you think if a foreigner comes here and embraces the culture, embraces the language, do they have any barriers connecting to Thai people?
I would say no, not at all. Like, Thai people are very welcoming, and we are very, like, open. So as you can see, that we also adapt different concepts, ideas, and things from, you know, different parts of the world. So we are very accepting. And honestly, I'm telling you, Thai people love when foreigners try to speak Thai.
Yeah,
even though... So even though you don't speak perfectly, but they would treat you already differently, because it's a big, how do you say, you know, the sign of respect for us.
Most Thais might be shy to speak English because, you know, they might feel like their language skills aren't good enough to communicate, and they might be shy. But as soon as you're right, even a couple of words of Thai, they'd be like, oh, look, you can speak Thai.
Yeah.
Like, let's, you know, and you just seem to change of mood, because they're like, oh, wow, like you're showing that respect. You care enough to speak a few words of Thai.
Yeah.
And they're just like, come, let me feed you. Let me take care of you, or let me help you out with whatever you need.
Yeah.
So I completely agree with you on that.
So don't be stressed when you try to speak Thai, but people don't understand you. There is no, you know, like, just have the judgment
yes
toward you, but they're trying to figure out what you're trying to say.
My biggest hurdle was when I first started learning Thai, I would attempt to speak in Thai and they'd be like, Alaina. Like they couldn't maybe catch me the first time, and then I'd be like, oh, I must have said something wrong.
Yeah,
and then
I switched to English. Yeah, I understand.
And it takes a lot of confidence to repeat the same thing again, but try.
Just
keep trying.
You just have to get going. And those who ask you, Alaina, you know, like...
It might be because of the accent, but they don't mean it in
So just keep it up.
Just do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, more questions with Krush Smook. So find out more after the break.
And join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand. It's Jay and Krush Smook here, and this show is brought to you by Carnival Magic. It's a carnival fantasy. Krush Smook, I'd suggest next time you go to Phuket, visit Carnival Magic. It's a great time to go alone with your friends, with your family. You won't be disappointed. It's like one of the best shows in Thailand at the moment.
Definitely check it out next time.
We made a video about it. Check it out on YouTube. Big plug. All right. Moving on. We're talking about Thailand, Thai culture, Thai language skills with Krush Smook. She's a Thai teacher. Also, she's a YouTuber. So you can check her out at Banana Thai. Not to be confused with Banana IT. Do you own the Banana Empire?
Well, not really. Okay. But actually, I'm the customer of Banana IT.
Okay.
So I can, I use the concept of supporting the Banana Empire.
Let's talk about 2023. Now that the country's open, have you seen is there more demand, you think, for foreigners wanting to learn Thai? Have you seen an increase in people trying to contact you?
From my own perspective as a Thai language platform, I've seen more and more audience and followers who, show the interest of learning Thai. And I think it is because also there are enough suppliers as well.
Yeah.
In the past, there might not be enough suppliers, as in the schools or tutoring services. But now you can see Thai language schools, Thai lesson content on social media everywhere. Yeah. And I do believe it is because there is demand on that.
Yeah, a lot more people have kind of showed up wanting to do this as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, let's talk about the people who've been here for 10 years or 20 years, or it's not about time, but why are there so many foreigners or expats who live here, who've embraced Thai culture and Thai society, but they either refuse or have never tried to learn Thai? What do you think is the reason for that?
As I mentioned earlier in the first part, right, there are enough services and places that expat can get around with ease just by using English. But I think another reason would also be that maybe for their living lifestyles, they also engage a lot in the Western community at work. I've also heard many of my students say that, look, I want to learn Thai, but all my colleagues, they all are international worker, and my Thai colleagues even speak Thai perfectly. So they have less opportunity to practice.
Yeah,
that could be one thing. But you don't have to only practice with your own circle, circle at work, but it's everywhere. You can buy fruits, order food, or just, make a joke with people around on the street. I think you always have to find the opportunities to use your Thai. Yeah.
I think you're very kind as well. I think you're very kind. There are a lot of people who live here and take advantage of the fact that, you can get by in English and they never try because they don't want to. For those people, we would like to say, give it a try.
Yes.
Look at Krush Smook. She's asking you to give it a try. Be better.
No. Yes.
Everybody has their reasons, and we respect that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's necessary to learn Thai because, yes, look, I think we both know people who have lived here for a very long time. Whatever their reasons might be to not learn Thai, mm-hmm. it's their reason. But mm-hmm. is it necessary to learn Thai in Thailand? Can you survive without learning Thai?
You can definitely survive in Thailand.
Yeah, you might face some difficulties while doing some paperwork here and there, but you can.
Yes, you can definitely survive. But I just asked you earlier, what kind of living experience do you want to have when you live here? Mm. If you want to feel like home, if you want to, you know, look at everyone's faces and smile and can engage and connect a bit, that's you need. It requires some certain skill of language, not only advanced level, but just basic Thai words. I think if you already know 20 daily Thai words, you can get around with ease and you can already like start to mm-hmm. show some respect to the local.
What are some common mistakes you find people make when trying to learn or speak Thai?
First of all, I want to mention that Thai language is not the easiest language to learn.
It's very tonal.
What do you think? You also learned Thai before.
It's the tones. Mm-hmm. It's how one word can have four meanings. Mm-hmm. That's not cool. That is not cool.
The pronunciation.
Yes, it's pronunciation.
Yeah. So for me...
But it's not even the pronunciation. It's just the tone. It's like you can say the word, but it's like... If whether you go high or low or just normal or hold it or don't hold it.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much to remember.
Also, this concept doesn't exist in let's say English or many other language, right? Mm-hmm. For the concept of tone. However, I don't want the concept of tone to discourage you to learn Thai. Mm-hmm. Instead, you can look at the concept of tone as, you know, a movement of the pitch, and you even have it in English. Like you say, no, mm-hmm. no, no.
I think that's just Australians.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
No, I'm joking.
I adopt a bit of the no from okay. Australia. Yeah, but you can see that we, in English, you also have different movement of the pitch. But in Thai, it's really strict because if you say it in a different movement, it would have different meanings. Mm-hmm. So I think that is the first thing why people think that Thai language is difficult to master. Yes, so that, okay. that's... Sorry, what was the question again?
That's fair enough, yeah. I actually forgot my question.
Oh, yeah, you were talking
just
about...
embraced in the question. Yeah. I think I asked you... what are the common mistakes people make while learning and speaking?
So that's
Thai.
Why when you first focus on a difficult thing, everything just look like it's so difficult to master. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I would like you to start with easy thing, right? So find the sources that make you feel motivated to learn something that suits your level and your needs. You will only feel motivated when you have the feeling of success and something that you can use. So find the right materials, right knowledge, right channel, and then, you know, just keep on.
For me, initially, I started learning through songs.
Songs.
I could sing songs without knowing what they meant. Mm-hmm. And then I learned from my friends. So when I learned from my friends, you know, they speak a bit rough. Mm-hmm. They don't speak so mm-hmm. they don't speak politely. So I actually learned how to speak politely by watching Lakon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is Lakon really polite?
Lakon as in like serious. No, yes, okay, but what I mean is, you know, like my favorite celebrity is Tae Jerin Pon. So I watch her Lakon, right? Mm-hmm. So and it's always like kun tong kan alai khap kun smoke, you know, something like that. So it's like you get an idea of how to speak the most polite way, mm-hmm. and then you kind of, I'm like, okay, I know how to speak rudely. Now I know how to speak extremely politely. Mm-hmm. Let me find a balance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, this is good that you mentioned about it. There are a lot of Thai learners that start learning Thai from watching series.
Yes, series and soap operas are big in Thailand.
I think one of you definitely, you know, want to learn Thai because you watch Thai series, like Boy Love series. Mm-hmm. It's very popular. You know what Boy Love series
is? Boy Love series?
Yeah, it's like, Boy Love Boy series.
Okay, yeah.
It's very, very famous.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of like taking over
Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia at the moment.
Definitely, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, can you give us one trick to learn Thai? Like you said, just figure out what works for you.
Yes.
So is there any trick that I can use to maybe, how, let's say for translation purposes, mm-hmm. yeah, let's say initially you want to learn what a word is. Do I just type that on Google? Would you suggest Google Translate? Or how do I get the translations going?
I wouldn't go with Google Translate.
Okay.
The one that I normally use is actually an English dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
I normally search in Thai and they pop up in English. Okay. And it's called Longdu.
Longdu.
Yeah, Longdu. Or another website that is really good to check out is Thai Dutch Language. Okay. There you can also type down the words and it's just come up with, you know, not only the translation, but also the example words. So my tip would be when you learn new words, not only learn a word and the meaning, mm-hmm. but also learn how to use that new word in different sentences. Mm-hmm. Try to make sentences from that word. And because, for example, let's say if you learn the word water, what is the word water in Thai?
Nam.
Nam, Thai, ha. Nam, right?
So I feel like I'm being tested. Is my tone okay? Yeah.
So the word nam is water, right?
Okay.
Instead of just thinking nam, water, you're trying to make a sentence like, I want to drink water. Shen yak dum nam. So with that example sentence, you can already remember not only the word, but the sentence that you can use in your daily life just right away.
Yeah. And then you change the water with beer.
Exactly.
I want to drink beer. Right? You could apply the same thing. Yeah, fair enough. All right. So look, as a YouTuber in Thailand, like, you inspire foreigners to learn Thai, expats, you know, people to learn Thai. Have you ever thought of teaching English to Thais? Because I was, at first, when I, you know, found your channel and, like, started to learn about you, I was like, oh, wow, she does great. But I was like, you know, she's highly energetic. Like I told you, contagious energy. Have you ever taught English to Thais? Because I'm sure the Thai people would love to learn from you.
Yeah, I've thought about it as well. There are a few inquiries. People reached out to me and asked, oh, do you also offer English school or English lessons or
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
Also, a lot of followers, our followers are surprisingly Thai
mm-hmm.
because they kind of like learn English with my videos as well. But I thought about it. But I think now I want to focus first on banana Thai, but who knows, in a few years maybe there are some banana English coming.
Oh, there we go. It's a banana empire. So how do you deal with the attention you get that comes with YouTube? Like, you know, you are an online personality. Do you get recognized while walking around Bangkok, or, you know, random people sliding into your DMs?
Yeah, I had a few experiences that people come say, oh, are you Chris Mok? Are you the banana girl? That happened from time to time.
Okay.
And I'm very, very happy because, you know, it's mean that people like my channel and my the values that I send to them. But also, there are also some attention.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Unwanted attention.
Attention.
Fair enough.
Of course, we always love attention, but... Yes. Sometimes it's not really related to what we are doing. Yeah. So as you can see, if you check out our Instagram or our YouTube, you can see that we use Thai language and culture as a center of mm-hmm. our channel. Of course, I try to also integrate my personality, and not only me now, in the future, I want to also introduce other teachers from our teams as well. Mm-hmm. But we try to keep it very professional and relatable only for Thai language, culture, and lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the most satisfying part of your job?
I really love my job.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know you do, yeah.
So I look at what I'm doing. I separate my job into two parts. First one is content creator. And content creator or content creating involve also designing not only lessons, but also learning experience, how to make people fun, how to make Thai language accessible and easy to understand. So I love this job because I'm in a mode of helping.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people... get the values out of it. So that is very satisfying. The second part of my job is, I would say, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
I don't have any business degree, but I found out that I am really into this. I love to learn more about this. I love to see and experiment. What can I do with it right away? Because I already have my baby and I can just like, oh, grow it in this way and that way and listen from my students and my audience. So these two parts of my job is really satisfying.
Okay. Yeah. Let's quickly talk about the Banana Empire. So you've got obviously the Banana Thai YouTube channel where anyone can visit the YouTube channel and learn Thai. You've got many videos talking about words, you know, different aspects of Thailand culture, learning Thai. What else have you going on in the Banana Empire? So you've got your own school as well.
Yeah. So I got my own school where I offer self-paced video lessons where students can log in and learn with my videos directly there. So that is perfect for those who don't live in Thailand or live in a different time zone or doesn't have like have flexible schedule. And then we also offer the private tutoring via Zoom. And we have a team of teachers that train and we work together. Mm-hmm. And those teachers will help you by providing one-on-one or group lessons. And besides that, we also have a lot of free content. I think it's really important to not only just to have this products and service, but we also have to give more. And by giving more is showing what we can help the others. So we have podcast as well.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Check out the Instagram. Oh, sorry, the Spotify.
Okay.
It's called
Available on Spotify.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just search Banana Thai or just Learn Thai. You will see it's pop up already.
Okay.
Podcast is perfect for those who want to like integrate learning when, you know, in the daily life and they're just like driving.
Yeah.
And then we also have YouTube, which is more like long videos. And we have Instagram. Instagram is more like a channel that we engage directly. So you will see more of my personality and my team on Instagram. So we have different channel serving different purposes.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to interview and talk with Krusmuk from Banana Thai. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. Viewers, if you do have any comments or feedback, please leave them in the comment section below. As for now, this is Jay signing off. We'll see you live once again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. สวัสดีค่ะ